Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The five members of the State Gaming Commission today begin deliberating in private whether Wynn Resorts should continue to hold the state license for its under-construction casino in Everett. The commission is revisiting Wynn's suitability following revelations last year that company founder Steve Wynn settled several sexual assault and harassment allegations and that the company went to great lengths to hide those settlements. WBUR's Steve Brown sat through the 3 days of commission hearings and joins us now this morning. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob.
So when we talked yesterday, you said commissioners were focused on the company's new CEO, Matt Maddox. Was Maddox able to get out of their crosshairs?
No, he was in the hot seat for another hour or so at the beginning of yesterday's third and final day of hearings. In addition to having to decide if Wynn Resorts can retain the license, commissioners need to determine if key figures in the company, including Maddox, remain suitable to be involved with a Massachusetts casino.
So then, explain the commissioners' concerns about Maddox, Steve.
Well, they seem to think that he was slow to respond to employees' concerns in the wake of Steve Wynn's resignation last year. Remember, Maddox worked closely with Wynn for 10 years and was considered his right-hand man. Most every other executive and board member who had ties with Steve Wynn has since left the company. Maddox is virtually the only one remaining with a direct connection to the founder. In defending his actions, Maddox said that he was preoccupied with trying to settle some long-standing lawsuits that were pending against the company, and he boasted that he was able to get those settled soon after taking the helm. He asked the commissioners to judge him by his reputation in the industry.
From the top of the industry, across the board, to the bottom, I think you would hear that Matt Maddox has been an extraordinary leader after he took over. So the only thing I can tell you is I would like to be judged based on the time when I took over and the actions that have occurred.
Matt Maddox talking about himself there. Steve, I understand the company's biggest shareholder also came before the commission. That shareholder happens to be Steve Wynn's former wife, Elaine Wynn.
Yeah, that's right. For 2.5 days, Elaine Wynn sat in on the hearings, listening to all the testimony. She, too, must be deemed suitable by the commission and was qualified back in 2013 when the commission granted Wynn Resorts the license. The split between the Wynns has created a lot of tension within the company over the years, with board members and executives loyal to Steve Wynn being told that the allegations of sexual misconduct were a litigation ploy by Elaine Wynn to gain control of the company. Commissioners wanted to know what Elaine Wynn did when she first heard the allegations against her former husband nearly 10 years ago. She responded that she satisfied her fiduciary duty to the company by informing the company's corporate counsel what she knew.
Does Elaine Wynn still have a role in the Wynn Company?
Yeah, she does, and it appears she's looking to expand that role. After testifying before the commission yesterday, she was asked if she had anything further to say.
I have nothing further to suggest that you ask. All I have that you consider is that I am here by choice, that at the moment that my shares were free and clear to sell, I would have had an opportunity to do so and leave this company, but I chose not to. And I am here because I am Team Wynn.
All right, looking forward, the hearings are wrapped up. Now what, Steve?
Well, the commissioners will meet to deliberate behind closed doors. I'm told that those deliberations will begin today and into the weekend. And when they finally decide what they're going to do, they'll issue a written statement, but that might not come out for a couple of weeks.
All right. And what's the status of the Encore Boston Casino that's under construction and so dominates the skyline north of Boston as it goes up in Everett?
Yeah, executives gave an update on that as well. They're likely in hope to convince the commissioners that the project is so close to being finished that they shouldn't pull the plug on it now. The property is 94% complete. They're in the process of hiring 5,800 employees who, if they are allowed to open, will be on the job as of June.
All right, so we'll see what comes next. WBUR's Steve Brown will be keeping an eye out for us. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you, Bob.